Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The things in Starkville make the CFP picture a little bit muddier this weekend with the Egg Bowl being played between Ole Miss and the Mississippi State Bulldogs. We'll get into that in just a moment with Blake Topmeyer, senior national college football columnist for USA Today. Alongside Kate Constable, I'm Chris Mack. In for Joe O and Sammy P this week here on Bet Sweats. Hope you're getting ready to enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday wherever you may be. You know you can always take us with you inside the TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey apps. We got you covered all the way up through all the Thanksgiving action and into what should be a stacked college football and NFL weekend as well. But let's start where most of the drama is right now as we all sit on pins and needles, including maybe some of his players, waiting to find out what the hell Lane Kiffin is going to do. We bring in Blake Topmeyer. Follow him on social media at BTopmeyer. And stay up to date on what exactly is going on with this mess. Blake, good morning. Thank you for joining us. And I guess just get us up to date on what exactly we should expect from Lane Kiffin and the Rebels in the next, say, 72 to 96 hours, next 3 to 4 days.
Well, I mean, the only thing to ever expect from Lane Kiffin is probably what you least expect. With Ole Miss, you know, this is a team that's played well under the cloud of distraction for a month now. Now, I do think the level of noise has reached a crescendo in the past several days. And so it becomes a test of, you know, how.
Blake, I think we lost Blake. We'll get him back up.
They're not going to let this distract them, and all is well within the player camp. We'll see if that holds once the cowbells start clanging on Friday morning in Starkville. But yeah, as far as Lane, I mean, we know Ole Miss has set that deadline of Saturday for a decision. He hasn't indicated publicly as to whether he's made his decision, and even if he has, I would say, let's make sure the ink is dry, because if you remember 3 years ago, Lane Kiffin coached the Egg Bowl under a cloud of distraction. And in the days leading up to that Egg Bowl 3 years ago, it was widely thought that Lane Kiffin had a foot out the door to Auburn. And Lane Kiffin strongly considered leaving for Auburn, and then sort of at the final hour decided he wanted to stay at Ole Miss. So again, until the ink's dry and something is officially announced, you just never know.
If you had to guess where he goes or if he leaves at all, where do you think Lane Kiffin's coaching next season?
I'd predict LSU. I've been leaning LSU for a few weeks. When this sort of all started, I think I handicapped it maybe as LSU 40% and, you know, Ole Miss 35%, and what's my math? That leaves 25% left, I think, for Florida. I would probably bump that number up and increase that for LSU. I still think they're the leader. That's still where I lean. I think either he probably goes to LSU or stays at Ole Miss, but I don't completely rule out Florida. I mean, I think Lane probably looks at this the way a lot of us do. I think LSU is the program with the long-term, probably consistently loftiest ceiling, even though it hasn't been that in the last few years. I think Florida is, from a fit perspective, the best fit for Lane. He'd be the spiritual heir to Steve Spurrier. We know Florida fans, they want to win, but Florida fans also want to be entertained. Lane Kiffin would absolutely be the ideal fit from Florida. And then just from the status quo perspective, he's already proven that he can win at a high level at Ole Miss. And so that could be the thing tugging to keep him there is he said he's happy at Ole Miss. He's had his life going personally as well as he has in a long time. And so it's just a matter of, you know, does he think that happiness can travel and he can elevate his professional success elsewhere? And I think, I would lean toward LSU because I think Lane, like a lot of coaches, looks at the history of that program, not ancient history, but in the last 25 years, three coaches have won national championships there. Now, maybe that's old timey thinking because NIL changed the game. But I still think that's a hard fact for coaches to overlook is that three straight coaches before Brian Kelly won national titles at LSU.
Blake, Ole Miss is favored by 7.5 this weekend. I don't know if I'd be willing to lay 7.5 in a game that I don't want to say they just have to win to secure their CFP spot, but they don't have to win pretty in Starkville to secure their CFP spot. A loss, though, on the other side of things, if they were to be upset by the Bulldogs in Starkville this weekend, could create a mess where you'd have Ole Miss at two losses. And if Oklahoma and Alabama both win against LSU and Auburn, respectively, you'd have the three of them sitting there in the SEC at two losses. Right now, it would look like there's a path for all three of them to get into the CFP. There's the outside chance that maybe a BYU steals a bid by upsetting Texas Tech in the Big 12 title game or something else happens with the way the CFP committee shakes things out. Is there a worry that if Ole Miss loses this game, they could slide all the way out of the CFP?
I think there absolutely should be a worry. I do not think Ole Miss is a lock if they lose the Egg Bowl. And some would say that the Kiffin drama would influence that. I think that's fair. But I also think from a resume perspective, take the Kiffin element out of it. If Ole Miss loses the Egg Bowl, I think they're vulnerable. We have seen consistently now one of the committee's biggest metrics is they dislike bad losses. This would be a bad loss in the final submission in front of the committee. And I know it's a rivalry game. I know the Egg Bowl is wacky, turned upside down sometimes, but still, this would not be a good final submission. It would go down in the bad loss category. And we also have to factor in the possibility of some teams coming up from behind and giving the committee something to think about. You consider this whole dilemma between Notre Dame and Miami. Well, let's say the committee can't have both. If Miami gets to 10-2 and Ole Miss loses the Egg Bowl, you could keep Oklahoma and Alabama in the mix, and you could flip Miami in and flip Ole Miss out. They'd have the same record at 10-2, and the strength of schedule isn't going to look that much different after they play their games on Saturday. Miami would have that win against Notre Dame, and Miami doesn't have a loss that would register probably as bad as the loss to Mississippi State would. So that's one possibility. You also have to factor in the possibility of Vanderbilt winning at Neyland Stadium in a rivalry game against Tennessee. Tennessee comes in 8-3. That would be a good final submission from Vanderbilt that could get them to 10-2. Another possibility of a team that could catch Ole Miss from behind. So, yeah, I think for Ole Miss to be feeling like they are a lock for the playoff, that requires getting to 11-1 and an Egg Bowl win.
Like, looking at the Heisman race right now, kind of a three-player race, but Fernando Mendoza, the favorite at even money. Does this race come down to potentially the Big Ten championship game and whoever wins that between Indiana and Ohio State?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Yeah, I think that will be for I'll say this for Fernando Mendoza. If he plays well in the Big Ten championship game, I think the award is his. If he gets outplayed by Julian Sain, the Ohio State quarterback, and Ohio State wins, I don't know if that means the award is Sain's, but I think that gives Sain a chance at that point. Obviously, Jeremiah Love in the mix as well from Notre Dame, some others sort of down ballot, you know, Diego Pavia, Marcel Reed, Gunnar Stockton. But I do think that whoever plays best in the Big Ten clash between Fernando Mendoza and Julian Sain probably exits that game as the front runner to win the award. And I particularly think with Mendoza kind of being in that pole position, he's a good performance and an Indiana victory away against Ohio State from winning the award.
Blake Topmeyer, senior national college football columnist for USA Today, with us here on Bet Sweats, talking about the college football playoff, the Heisman, and everything that comes down to the next two weekends across college football. Let me pivot back to Miami since you brought them up, Blake. I think it's a really interesting thing what the committee has done, saying basically throughout this process, that is the best team in the ACC. Can't argue with that, really, but they've also got the hardest path to find their way in to the ACC championship game of what I guess we would consider the top four teams in that conference. If Miami beats Pitt but still does not find their way into the ACC championship game, how do you think the committee is prepared to handle Miami? Would they simply look at it and say, okay, well, sorry, didn't win your conference, we won't be seeing you at the CFP? Or are they prepared to make the ACC a two-bid league?
I think Miami would need someone in front of them to lose for the ACC to become a two-bid league. I don't think they're going to bump someone like an Oklahoma out if Oklahoma wins, or say Alabama if Alabama wins the Iron Bowl. I don't think they're going to bump Alabama out in favor of Miami. So they would need help by a team in front of them losing. And I mean, here's what the committee does every year. The committee ranks the teams the way they want to rank them, however that is. You know, you get a group of individuals in a room, you debate, you bicker, you come to a compromise, and you rank the teams the way you want to rank the teams. And then you find the reasons on the backside to justify your rankings. Maybe for one particular team, that reason is strength of schedule. Maybe for another particular team, it's they don't have any bad losses. Maybe for another particular team, it's that they have a great win. It really doesn't matter. you rank them however you want to rank them, whichever way the mood strikes you. And then on the back end, you just need that one reason you can find to justify your rankings. And for all these teams that are in conversation here, you could find at least one reason to justify ranking them where they're at. It's like the committee has said with Notre Dame and Miami, they've justified that by saying, well, Notre Dame has two good losses, right? It's like I said, you rank the teams however you want to rank them. That's what the committee always does. And then they find the rationale on the back end. I'm not saying that's wrong. That's just human nature. That's what they're going to do this year as well. And considering where Miami has been week after week, I do think they need someone to lose in that top 10, and they need to beat Pitt. And I think that's the combination there. If chalk holds inside the top 10 and Miami wins, I don't know that there's going to be room for them, because to get an at-large bid, we're sort of seeing that's where you need to be, is the top 10, because one bid is headed most likely toward an ACC champion, and another bid is headed toward a group of five champions. So Miami's got to find a way to get in that top 10, and I think they need some help to do so.
Blake, we got about 2 minutes left, but help us sort through the group of five and who is going to be in for that spot. Right now, it's looking like Tulane, but I mean, you have East Carolina, James Madison, Navy, North Texas, South Florida, a lot of teams that could potentially take that spot.
Yeah, it's pretty chaotic there in the American Conference standings week to week, you know, and then you even have James Madison sitting there from the Sun Belt saying, what about us? I do think it's probably going to be the American Conference champion that gets the bid. That team consistently now, whoever's been sort of the head of the pack in the American has been the team most valued from the committee from week to week, you know, whether at one point it was South Florida, and now it's Tulane. So, you know, if Tulane wins out, I think it's probably them. If it's not them and say it's North Texas, I think they will get the bid. But, you know, I mean, James Madison, they could benefit from some chaos and things going haywire here in the final weeks in the American, and maybe they sneak in there. But ultimately, I do think it's probably going to be the American Conference champion, particularly if it's Tulane. If Tulane wins that conference, they're not getting caught from behind by James Madison. It's going to be Tulane if they win the American, because Tulane played three Power Four teams in their non-conference schedule. They beat two out of the three. They lost to Ole Miss, but they beat Duke and they beat Northwestern. And so they got those Power Four wins. And so if they win the American, I think they're an automatic for the playoff. If it's someone else who wins the American, I think that team would then become the likely qualifier, whether it be, you know, North Texas or Navy. But James Madison has a better shot if it's someone other than Tulane winning the American. If it's Tulane winning that conference, they're in.
Blake, thanks so much for the time this morning. We really appreciate it. Looking forward to the final week of the regular season, all the rivalry games, and of course the conference championships next weekend and the Heisman shortly after that. We appreciate it again. Enjoy all of it yourself as well, and have a great Thanksgiving, man.
Okay, you too. Good talking to you.
Yep, Blake Topmeyer, senior national college football columnist for USA Today. I love the chaos, Kate. I know some people don't like the idea of automatic berths and conference champions and the group of five, but I love it. I love the chaos. All of this has come down to the next two weekends, and I don't want to say anything could happen, but really, just about anything could happen.
I mean, the drama is real, and everyone, who doesn't love a little drama, Chris? This is like a reality show, just with sports.
Who gets the final rose in the ACC? Nobody. Because you all suck. Anyway, coming up, there's lots of college basketball. It's Feast Week. We dive into a couple of the key games today, both in Maui and Vegas, next on BetSweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.